KJAN Sports.
And at 7:18, it's time for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In local sports, the Atlantic Boys golf team won their sectional at Majestic Hills Golf Course in Denison on Friday. Jake Olson led the way for the Trojans, winning the tournament with a 73. Atlantic shot a 310 total to top second place ADM by 9 strokes. Atlantic qualifies for the district meet at home at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club on May the 19th. ADM also advances as a team. Atlantic individual scorers include, as I mentioned, Jake Olson with a 73, Ben Renaud with a 78, Kyle Reno with a 78, Zach Stork with an 81, and Matt Gearhart 81. Nate Gifford shot an 82. Atlantic head coach Ed Denbesty said it was another great day to play golf. 75 degrees with a light breeze. He said Jake played well. He had a great up and down on 18 after hitting over the green. Ben struggled, he said, but finished with a birdie and a solid score. Zach had a couple of tough holes, but finished fine with an 81. Matt Gearhart got into trouble on 16 with a tough downhill putt that rolled off the green. The coach said also that he had to chip back in and then had a hard lip out, and it was good to see him recover the 10-shot over. Nate also had a good round today, he said, and it was good to see him with an 11-over. Kyle played well and struggled on the last two holes, but still had a great score. And this was one step, he said, that we needed to have on our goal to making state. Now we head back to our home course to hopefully get that state berth this year. And he said that was a good step for their team. Exira EHK and Boyer Valley were the top two teams at the Class 1A Boys Golf Sectional Meet held at the Griswold Golf and Country Club on Friday. Those two teams advanced to the district meet on May the 19th at Crestwood Hills in Oneida. And individual scorers included Everett Carroll of Exira EHK, who shot an 82. Grant Kankel of Boyer Valley was second with an 83. Cameron Wiederquist of East Mills qualifies for districts with his score of 85. Will Carroll of Exira EHK shot an 87. Conlon Peterson of Boyer Valley shot an 87. And Marty Pelzer of Griswold qualified for districts by shooting a 91. So again, Exira EHK and Boyer Valley qualified for districts from that particular sectional. Elsewhere in sports, Iowa's depleted receiving core lost another player Friday when the Hawkeyes announced that Jermenick Smith has left the program. Smith caught 23 passes for 314 yards and a pair of touchdowns in 2016 for the Hawkeyes, but he was suspended for spring workouts because of academics. Coach Kirk Ferentz says, "We have mutually agreed that at this point it is in everyone's best interest that Jermenick starts a new chapter in his collegiate career." Running back Akram Wadley led all returning players with 36 catches, though senior star Matt Vandenberg is expected back after catching 19 passes in just 4 games. Iowa will open its next season on September 2nd at home against Wyoming. According to several reports, former Princeton forward Hans Braze has committed to play for Iowa State. Braze, a graduate transfer, is eligible to play immediately. He averaged 11.5 points and 7.5 rebounds per game in his final full season at Princeton. He missed out on most of the past 2 seasons with a knee injury. Braze is the second recent graduate transfer the Cyclones have added after Jeff Beverly of UT San Antonio committed last week. A judge is declining the University of Iowa's request to delay the upcoming trial in a lawsuit filed by a former women's field hockey coach, Tracy Griesbaum. Judge Eliza Overham told attorneys Friday that Griesbaum's case will keep its June 5th trial date. Griesbaum alleges she suffered discrimination based on gender and sexual orientation in athletic director Gary Bardo's decision to fire her without cause in 2014. Jurors last week awarded Griesbaum's partner, Iowa former associate athletic director Jane Meyer, $1.43 million in damages for discrimination, retaliation, and unequal pay. A university lawyer sought the delay in Griesbaum's case Tuesday, saying Iowa will not be able to present an adequate defense in the 10-day period originally envisioned for the trial. Barta fired Griesbaum after receiving complaints about her treatment of some players, although an investigation found no policy violations. In the NBA, John Wall struggled with his shot before helping the Washington Wizards stretch their Eastern Conference semifinal series to the limit. Wall nailed a three-pointer with 3.5 seconds left to give the Wizards a 92-91 win over the Celtics, sending the series back to Boston for Game 7 on Monday. The Washington guard finished with 26 points despite missing 11 of his first 12 shots. Bradley Beal finished with a game-high 33 points and combined with Wall to score 23 of the Wizards' 26 points in the fourth quarter. Boston blew an 87-82 lead in the final 2 minutes, but the Celtics had a chance to win until Isaiah Thomas clanked a shot at the buzzer. Thomas and Avery Bradley each had 27 points for the Celtics, who have won their last 5 home games. In NBA news, Duke freshman Frank Johnson will sign with an agent and remain in the NBA draft. He averaged 10.9 points and 1.7 assists while starting 16 of 36 games for the Blue Devils. He's the fourth Duke underclassman from this year's team to turn pro, joining classmates Jason Tatum and Harry Giles, along with sophomore Luke Kennard. In college basketball news, the NCAA Basketball Rules Committee is keeping the men's game at two halves instead of four quarters. The committee is also encouraging conferences to experiment with widening the lane and moving back the three-point line. The proposals the committee did announce include expanding the use of replay in the last 2 minutes to aid officials with some block charge calls near the baskets, and tweaking how the shot clock is reset. The committee also proposed making throw-in spots on the front court more consistent, creating a mandatory minimum of 0.3 seconds to be taken off the clock when the ball is illegally touched, and redefining a legal screen. The NCAA Playing Rules Oversight Panel will consider those proposals in June. In Major League Baseball action, Wilson Contreras connected twice for his first career multi-homer game. Eddie Butler threw six scoreless innings in his season debut, and the Chicago Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2 on Friday, ending the Cardinals' six-game winning streak. The Cubs won for just the second time in seven games. They played without NL MVP Chris Bryant, who was scratched from the lineup with a stomach virus. You can hear the Cardinals and Cubs in action again this afternoon after during the 2 o'clock hour here on KJAN, coming up around 2:20. Elsewhere in baseball news, the Houston Astros are 2-for-2 so far in their four-game series in the Bronx. Former Yankee Brian McCann unloaded a three-run homer, and Lance McCullers threw six scoreless innings as the Astros down the Bombers 5-1. Eric Hosmer supplied the tie-breaking RBI double in the eighth inning to send the Royals to a 3-2 win over the Orioles in Kansas City. Urban Santana is 6-1 with a 1.50 ERA after tossing seven innings of two-hit ball in Minnesota's 1-0 shutout of the Indians in Cleveland. Alex Cobb took a one-hit shutout into the seventh, and Evan Longoria launched a two-run homer that cleared the seats above Green Monster to lead Tampa Bay's 5-4 win at Boston. Also in baseball, the Rangers walked off with a 5-2 win over Oakland on Joey Gallo's three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth. Joey Biaggi combined with four relievers on seven hitters as Toronto blanked Seattle 4-0. Matt Shoemaker allowed three hits in six innings to lead the Angels' 7-0 rout of Detroit. The White Sox suffered their sixth consecutive loss as Austin Hedges hit a two-run double and a solo homer in San Diego's 6-3 victory at Chicago. The Dodgers were 6-2 winners at Colorado as Clayton Kershaw gave up two runs and seven hits to improve to 20-6 all-time against the Rockies. Chris Iannetta jump-started a seven-run third inning with a homer before Brandon Drury added a three-run blast in Arizona's 11-4 mauling of Pittsburgh. Matt Harvey surrendered homers by Hernan Perez, Eric Sogard, and Orlando Arcia as the Brewers whipped the Mets 7-4 in Milwaukee. Tyler Flowers homered and drove in four runs as the Braves whipped Marlins 8-4 in Miami to end a six-game losing streak. The Giants won for just the second time in eight games with a 3-2 win over the Reds on Buster Posey's homer in the bottom of the 17th inning. Denard Span led off the bottom of the first with a homer and turned the game into a 5-26 marathon by hitting a game-tying single in the fifth inning. And the Nationals and Phillies game in Washington was postponed in rain yesterday, and by rain, that is, it will be made up as part of a split doubleheader tomorrow. It's the second straight rainout for the Nats. Sports was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.